Twitter mistakenly suspends founder of anti-big tech advocacy organization. By Alim Bokhari on June 8, 2021. Twitter suspended the account of Mike Davis, founder and president of the Internet Accountability Project, IAP, in what the tech company later said was an error that has since been reversed. Davis accused the Masters of the Universe of running a Marxist-styled censorship department. The suspension occurred after Davis objected to the fact that Twitter appeared to be suspending conservative users who compared CNN's Brian Stelter to the GIMP from Pulp Fiction. In a statement, Davis claimed that Twitter's suspension was retaliation for his work in Washington, D.C. lobbying against the tech giants, condemning the platform for operating a Marxist-styled censorship department. The real reason that Twitter suspended my account is because I lead high-profile advocacy organizations that are taking on big tech monopolists, Google, Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Twitter, desperate and flailing big media outlets, like CNN, and their woke cancel culture nonsense, of which both CNN and Twitter are two of the worst proponents, enablers, and enforcers. Unfortunately, big tech and big media collude to censor everyday Americans with whom they disagree. The Internet Accountability Project is fighting for them to oppose big tech abuses. You shouldn't need an advocacy organization and high-profile swamp connections to exercise your free speech rights and participate in the online public debates. This is the second time that Twitter has suspended my account for what they labeled hatred and violence. And it is the second time that Twitter's Marxist-styled censorship department backed down after leading reporters, conservative lawmakers, and social media influencers expressed outrage. In a statement to Breitbart News, a Twitter spokeswoman said the platform took action on Davis's account in error, and that access to the account has been reinstated. Twitter also noted its dedicated appeals process for suspended accounts. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of #deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election.